20-year-old customer Haley Panic sits in a chair at the Amity Custom Ink Tattoo Studio.
The ones on my arms are patriotic themed. That's the raising of the flag in Iwo Jima. That's the Statue of Liberty. And then I've got part of the Constitution, Liberty Bell, that kiss in Times Square, B-52 bomber, Japzir, all kinds of stuff, and the American flag ripping out of my skin.
Panic is one of a lot of people on Martha's Vineyard with tattoos by Angel Quiñones, the owner of this studio. Quiñones has been tattooing for about 15 years, almost half his life. He does custom tattoo art, all original work, and he takes pride in creating the right designs for his clients. Long gone, he says, are the days of choosing a skull or a unicorn from pictures on the wall.
People come to me with an idea, and, you know, you work with them. You know, usually I say to people, okay, if they're a little confused about what it is that they're looking for, I'm like, well, tell me five things about you that you love, or tell me five things about you that you hate, or, you know, what is it that makes you you, you know? And you pull all from all these different sources into this image that sort of becomes this iconography of the idea that they're trying to put across.
Quiñones has described himself as a tattoo psychologist, but sometimes he says it's simpler than that.
Some guys come in and they're like, hey, I want this. And you're just like, oh, okay. you kind of give them what they want, you know?
Quiñones says his clients are not the old cliche of bikers and drunks, but instead the majority are professional women from their 40s to their 80s.
I think that the stereotype of who has and who doesn't have tattoos is entirely different now. It's like you never know. You never know what someone has under their clothes. And before it was like, oh, yeah, you know, like Haley's grandma said to her, oh, you're getting a lot of tattoos. You're going to buy a motorcycle? And it's not about that anymore, you know? Like I said, I know a doctor that has a full back piece, full body piece, and he's working towards, you know, covering his entire body, I think.
Quiñones himself has more than 20 tattoos, and one on his chest that reads Boricua, which is the Indian name for the island of Puerto Rico. Quiñones is Puerto Rican, and he says it wasn't always easy to explain to his family that he wanted to be an artist.
The whole thing with my family, it's like, oh, really? Like, even today, my brother is like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't paint little pretty pictures and make a living doing it. And I'm just like, listen, kid, it's taken a lot of things to get me here to where I am. It's been a long, long journey.
Quiñones' journey began in Providence. He went to college at Brown University, where he honed his skills as a painter. He still paints and sculpts, but got into tattooing as a way to make a living.
Learning to tattoo, it's like you take on an apprenticeship and you tattoo oranges, you know, and you practice drawing and drawing flash, and it's a little unnerving. And then, you know, you work your way up to working on your friends that will let you, which some are willing, as Haley knows.
I totally, at this point, trust him as my tattoo artist. I mean, if he shows me a picture of something that I totally don't like, I'm going to say, Angel, that's freaking hideous. I don't want that.
But Haley says that's never happened. Angel Quiñones always comes up with the right design.
But even then, it's like with all the experience that you build up over the years, every client is different. Every client, it's brand new. It's like you have to be 110% at all times. You know, everyone's skin is different. No two canvases are the same.
For the moment, Quiñones says, despite the recession, he still has plenty of canvases walking into his studio. For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Alex Crowley in Oak Bluffs.